This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back to Dr. Dahlia's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So it's a little bit of a rough week. It shouldn't be a rough week, but whenever there's a holiday, you know, for those of us who aren't as religious as we should be, we kind of get a smack of reality. And so I observe Passover. And we had our Passover Seder this last weekend, and Passover lasts 8 days. And 8 days of Passover can be very, very rough, especially when you have GI issues. Now, in the Bible, they're very open and lenient to people that have medical issues. But for me, I feel like I'm not really on the fast track to heaven. And so I could put my medical issues aside and still do what the Bible says. And with Passover, one of the biggest things we do is we don't eat leavened bread. Now, some people are like, well, what's the big deal? Okay, just go one day of matzah only and you'll know how I feel. I've been up all night, all right? I almost had to call out sick. And we're only on day 3 of Passover. I got another 5.5 days left. So basically the story of Passover, it's really fascinating. I love reading the Bible, stories of the Bible. So remember Joseph, remember the 12 sons, right? Jacob, 12 sons. Joseph goes to Egypt, gets to become like kind of a prince. And, you know, he was interpreting dreams. I was like, oh, man, Joseph, you rock. You know, so a lot of Hebrews came to Israel like, oh, this is good. You know, everybody thinks Joseph is a hero. You know, good. Well, after a couple change in power, I'm not sure what happened, you know, if the Dominion software was involved or mail-in ballots, but something happened and there was a change. And there was a change in politics. And then a pharaoh got into power. And this pharaoh didn't really like Hebrews, right? And he thought, you know what, we'll enslave them, we'll make them do our work. And these slaves were not really nice, all right? No, these slave masters, not nice at all. And so throughout the period of time where Jews were enslaved, God's kind of getting kind of mad. And he's like, oh, heck no, this isn't happening. So Moses, who was able to escape persecution and escape being killed, they were killing the firstborn sons a while back also, Moses gets to be thrown in the lake, the Nile, the river. Pharaoh's, I think it was his daughter, I have to remember who. Sorry. We drink a lot of wine at Seder, so I forget the story. One of the Pharaoh's daughters, or nieces, I think it's the daughter, finds Moses, draws him out of the water and calls him Moses. I don't know what his name was before then, I forget. So he's raised as an Egyptian prince. And so then Moses is sitting there looking at, you know, all this going, okay, this isn't cool. You know, I get that I'm Egyptian, but he didn't realize that he came from Jewish roots until finally he realized that he came from Hebrew roots. And he's like, oh my gosh, this is horrible. All right. So he kills one of the slave drivers that was in the process of killing one of his fellow Hebrews, and he gets thrown into exile. So God calls on him and says, hey, Moses, I got a plan for you. He's like, I can't go back there. I'm not allowed to go back there. Okay, they exiled me. And God's like, well, you got some duties. You need to go to Pharaoh. You need to tell him to let your people go. And he's like, Pharaoh's not going to listen to me. How am I going to get Jews to listen to me? Hebrews aren't going to listen to me. They got, you know, things to do. He's like, do it. All right, don't worry, I got your back. So Moses goes there, tells Pharaoh to let my people go. Pharaoh laughs at him. And remember, they're kind of half-brothers. So Pharaoh doesn't kill him. But Pharaoh's like, you know, Pharaoh was, you know, bald and looked like Yul Brynner, was very sexy. You know, and they're like, look, you know, okay, you know, we're dudes, but not going to happen. They're my slaves. I need them. So then came the 10 plagues, which we'll talk about in a little bit. And so after the 10th plague, and these plagues kept coming, and, you know, Pharaoh was like, get them out of here, and then he changed his mind, get them out of here, change his mind. Finally, with the last plague, the death of the firstborn, Pharaoh was like, get out of here. I don't want you. I don't want your Hebrews. Bounce. So Moses says, let's go. Now, some of the Hebrews were like, wait a second, I need to pack. He's like, no time to pack. He was like, no, we need to pack. We need to pack food. Where are we going? He said, well, we're going to go to the promised land. And they're like, so what? we're gonna cross Egypt. We're going to go to Palestine. We got some things we need to do. Let's do it. They're like, and he's like, okay, you need to go because Pharaoh's going to keep changing his mind. Pharaoh's going to change his mind again. I know it. We got to move. So the Jews are like, all right, fine, we'll pack up. But, you know, our bread isn't even risen. So the bread didn't get a chance to rise and leaven. So it was flat and not very tasty and caused you to be constipated. So they packed it all up. Pharaoh changed his mind again. Right? Then they all ran to the sea. Moses asked God. God helped part the Red Sea. Hebrews were able to cross the Red Sea. Some of them were like, should we grab some fish because we don't have any locks? Moses said, no, we'll get locks on the way. Keep walking. Then all of a sudden, God's like, okay, let's wait till all the Egyptians and the Pharaoh's men and all that are in the water. We'll close the Red Sea. And then Moses, everybody's like, woohoo, see ya, see ya. Meanwhile, the Hebrews like, wait a second, what do we eat? Moses is like, you got your bread. You know, you know, yeah, but it didn't leaven, it's flat. So Moses said, well then, I don't know, you know, dip it in some Cheese Whiz or some peanut butter. Call it matzah. So that's the story of matzah. So we now, to remember and reflect what our ancestors have gone through, we eat this dry, crackly, very well geometrically angled piece of cracker. And a lot of us Jews already have a lot of GI issues. You know, we're more prone to Crohn's, we're more prone to colon cancer. So add on top of this, we got a cracker that scrapes down our intestine. And we do it because we are trying to reflect on what our ancestors have done. And it's really, really hard because, you know, for those of us that do require, you know, a little bit of pasta every now and then or a tortilla, if you're Ashkenazi, you don't eat rice. If you're Sephardic, you can't eat rice. So I'm Sephardic for the week. You know, say I come from maybe not the Northern European Jewry, but the Southern Mediterranean Jewry. So you get pretty constipated. And so we have something called Passover potty syndrome, where we get kind of bloated. You know, we get really gassy. We don't feel too good. And we're pretty constipated. So that's what that is. And I'll study it a little bit and see if, you know, it needs an official name. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing. Then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly, right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Guys, we are back at Dr. Dolly's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, who's working the dials. Also, a big shout-out to the Humane Society and all the great work they do for our pets. I got 5 cats and a doggy. And one of them, I believe, we did adopt for the Humane Society, and we're just big fans. So thank you guys for all the great work you do. I love my pets, and I think one of them is having Passover potty syndrome because they tried to eat a lot of Passover food. Good news from the Suez Canal. Apparently, the Evergreen, is that Ever Given? It's called Ever Given. The Ever Given ship that was wedged in there has been freed. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. The Ever Given is one of the world's largest container ships. Ships became stuck in the waterway last Tuesday, blocked all traffic in one of the world's busiest waterways, the Suez Canal. And 400-plus ships were stuck because about 50 ships travel each day. And I think this has been going on now for close to a week.
So the Ever Griffin, they said, became wedged because of a sandstorm. I don't know if I'm completely, I'm not sold on that. I mean, that is a big ship. And I thought there was some human error. So let me see if I could find, there was one report of possible human error. But they said there was a sandstorm, and it got really dusty, and then the ship got went aground, and, you know, and I don't think anybody was drinking beer. There's a meme that's going around where somebody said, I bet you can't turn the ship around, and somebody goes, hey, hold my beer. So that's not, yeah, that's, I don't know if that's what happened. But apparently, Lieutenant General Osama Rabi, chair of the Suez Canal Authority, said on Tuesday that it probably happened due to strong winds and a dust storm that obstructed the view. But Rabi, they said, has since gone back on his assessment, saying strong winds and weather factors were not the main reason. Uh-oh. So I don't know if it has been revealed what the main reason could have been. But somebody's getting fired. That's, yeah. So the incident had then prompted a global trade blockage. Many people in America were freaking out that they want to get their toilet paper. And apparently he had said that technical or human errors could have happened. So moments before it ran aground, the Ever Given was apparently traveling faster than a speed limit set by the Suez Canal Authority. So Ever Given last recorded speed was 13.5 knots, logged 12 minutes before it grounded, according to Bloomberg, which cited their own data. The max allowed speed through the canal, however, is half that. Well, less than half. 7.6 knots and 8.6 knots. So somebody was speeding. The Japan Times also reported the ship was traveling 13.5 knots, and that two canal pilots were on board when the ship hit land. Now, the Ever Given did not have a tugboat escort through the canal. The two ships immediately ahead of it reportedly had escorts, but usually escorts I don't think are required. A lot of people are like, ooh, an escort. No, I've always wanted that. You know, where the police give me an escort? You know, I'm in, like, you know, hot pursuit of a medical emergency and I need to get somewhere. I had needed to deliver a baby. And I was on call, but I was already a second or third year resident where you could be home. You didn't have to be at the hospital. And one of my patients called saying they're on their way to the hospital to deliver a baby. And I'm like, go, I will meet you at the hospital. So we get in the car and you start speeding to the hospital. And because you don't want to miss your patient's delivery. And we had no expectation she was going into labor that weekend or that night. So as I'm going, I get pulled over by the police. And I said, hi, sorry, I have to deliver a baby. And I'm supposed to be on my way to UMC. And they're like, okay, you know, that's fine. They were letting me have the ticket. I go, should I have a police escort? And they're like, no, just go and try not to speed. I'm like, really? I mean, isn't this one of the times where a police escort would be applicable? No, just go. So I didn't get a police escort, but that'd be really cool. Can you imagine a police escort as I come in to go and deliver the baby? Gosh, that would be awesome. So one ship captain unaffiliated with the grounding spoke with Bloomberg. Chris Killard, the captain, told the outlet ships sometimes speed up to better control their vessels during windstorms. Speeding up to a certain point is effective. Now, the massive container, from what I understand, as of today, just got unwedged. The ship is currently on its way to Great Bitter Lake, according to Leith Agencies, which is a transit agent at the Suez Canal. Then it's going to undergo a technical inspection. Yeah, they're not going to inspect it in the canal. They're like, let's get its butt out of the canal. Let's get these other boats going so we can figure out what the heck is going on. And the ship had responded to the pulling and towing maneuvers. See, I had said last week, get some Midwestern, you know, tow truckers that know their stuff. Get her done. You know, where was America represented down there? Because we could have towed this sucker out easily. And they corrected its course by 80%. Apparently, it was a 220,000-ton vessel able to carry 20,000 containers stretching more than 1,300 feet, which is almost as long as the Empire State Building. Ran aground last Tuesday. 12% of our global trade passes through this Suez Canal. Lloyd's List estimates that more than $9 billion worth of goods passes through the 120-mile waterway each day, which is about $400 million per hour. So somebody lost a lot of money. Somebody's getting fired. So I'm not sure what the technical error was, but I'm sure there's going to be a huge investigation, and it's not going to be good. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So did any of you guys get COVID vaccine? If you did, there's some freebies. Apparently there are businesses that are offering incentives to encourage more people to get the COVID vaccine. I think one of them is Krispy Kreme Donuts. Anybody that has proof of a COVID vaccine can get a free donut a day for the rest of the year. That is very cool. Yeah, because I was thinking, it's like, well, wait, you show them once, how do they know you're not taking advantage? Well, that you just, they said, every day you get to go in there and get a free Krispy Kreme donut. Very, very cool. In Cleveland, Chagrin Cinemas is giving out free popcorn through the end of April to moviegoers with a vaccination card. Market Garden Brewery is offering 10-cent beers to the first 2,021 adults who bring in their completed card. Greenhouse of Walled Lake is a marijuana dispensary in Walled Lake, Michigan. They're going to give anyone over the age of 21 with proof of vaccine a free pre-rolled joint. It's called Pot for Shots promotion. And it's a way of saying thank you for helping to end the pandemic and getting us back to normal. Here, dude. Here's a blunt. Employers at AT&T, Instacart, Target, Trader Joe's, Chobani, Petco, Darden Restaurants, McDonald's, Dollar General, they're also adding incentives, giving workers time off and extra money to get vaccinated for COVID-19. Kroger will award employees $100 in store credit in addition to a one-time $100 payment for taking the vaccine. Public said it will give associates a $125 gift card to use in the store after they get both doses. That's very cool. They say nearly one quarter of employed Americans who probably or definitely won't get vaccinated would consider getting their shot if offered a cash bonus or stipend. This is according to a report by the Society for Human Resource Management. Yeah, some people could be bought for $100. Me, I did it for free, and I'm like, really? I could have gotten, like, money? And yet, as of the most recent tally, 88% of organizations are unsure or have no plans to offer any incentives to encourage vaccinations. They say more than 9 in 10 workers said their employer is not providing incentives or don't know whether they might be, the report also found. Now, hold on a second here. Okay, cut these employers some slack. They are trying to get back into business here after being locked down for months. I don't see how. I mean, good for Publix and some of these companies for giving $100 to an employee, but they've been pretty cash-strapped this whole time. So I don't think a lot of employers can. Now, some employers, if they feel like they're going to need to be a place of work that is vaccinated up, then they might. But I think a lot of them are still kind of torn, especially on how their employees will embrace it. So interesting. But yeah, free donuts, yum. 1-877, Doc Dolly.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As the Biden administration continues to block the media from the humanitarian crisis at the border, former CBP Chief Patrol Agent Roy Villarreal tells Fox News the White House needs to remove the denial.
We have a crisis at the border, and what we need is immediate action and an acknowledgement of the fact that there is a crisis. We need to move away from calling it a challenge or a seasonal pattern and simply accept the fact that there is a crisis at the border.
Record number of immigrant children are expected to seek asylum in the coming months. The Ever Given is free from the banks of the Suez Canal, clearing way for traffic to resume. Aided by the moon and tides, the giant container ship was removed from the shore on Monday afternoon, 5 days after blocking the vital trade route. Five people were killed and another was injured Saturday when their helicopter crashed on the Nick Glacier about 50 miles east of Anchorage, Alaska, Saturday evening. The Czech Republic's richest man, billionaire Peter Kellner, was among the dead. USA Radio News. In retaliation for American sanctions against China for its human rights abuses, Beijing has targeted two members of the U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedoms with similar penalties. John Clemens from the Texas USA Radio News Bureau reports.
The U.S. sanctions were against China for its human rights abuses of ethnic religious minorities. Now the Chinese Foreign Ministry has announced that Gail Manchin, chair of the U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom, and Tony Perkins, vice chair of the U.S. CIRF, is among those under the sanctions. The Chinese sanctions prohibit the Americans from traveling to mainland China, Hong Kong, or Macau. The U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom has been leading a global effort for demanding an end to China's abuses against the Uyghurs.
The Americans that were sanctioned say they are proud they were sanctioned by the communist government. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Doc Dolly, I smell something burning. Gosh, I hate when I smell something burning. I'm not sure what that is. All right, well, if you hear me run out of the studio, it's because there's a fire. I'm surprised I could smell anything. My allergies are so bad. So one question I got from one of my listeners is he partied a lot when he was in school, did some drugs, drank alcohol. Yeah. Had some fun back in the 80s. What are the long-term effects he's looking at, and what can he do to cleanse or to reverse it? And that's a good question because, you know, I have two boys. I have a 21-year-old and an 18-year-old. And, I don't mind if the 21-year-old goes and has a beer and all that, but we tell him not to get poop-faced because I'm a little nervous about what an acute alcohol intoxication could do. Alcohol poisoning, and, you know, so I'm very protective because I'm his mama. I'm like, oh, you know, don't do that. Even though I'm a cool mom, And I'm like, you know, yeah, let's go out. Let's have some beers. Let's, you know, I want to be able to party with my kids, but I don't want them to party. My definition of party when I grew up was having maybe at the most a couple drinks because I always have to work the next day. Or I don't think I ever had a day off. I worked every Saturday and Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, when I was supporting myself. So I never really had a day off. And then when I was in medical school, you're always studying every day. So for me, partying it up was never where I got, you know, completely, you know, passed out. I've never passed out or done anything like that. So to me, my definition is, yeah, let's have a couple drinks, a good party. You know, the kids are like, yeah, Mom, really, you have like no clue. But my boys are good. They don't do drugs. You know, I'm really happy about that. But when kids are thinking about getting messed up, they look at their parents. You know, and sometimes the parents are like, man, you know, when I was your age, we did this, or we did this, or we did this. And then the kids look at you, and they go, well, you know, this, you are who I'm going to look like 20, 30 years from now. You know, and me and hubby, we look pretty good. We look pretty healthy. I mean, we've got to lose weight, but for the most part, we look okay. And, you know, so I tell my husband, I go, you know, don't over-exaggerate or embellish your party days to them because I don't want them to think that they could drink like a fish and then, you know, everything turn out okay. And so, you know, he's like, they're not going to listen to us anyway. But the kids, I think my boys are doing good. I think they got a good head on their shoulders. I mean, you do as much as you can and you try to teach them. But older individuals are saying, look, all right, I messed up when I was a kid. I abused my body and I have a spouse and I have grandchildren and I have a career and I want to live long enough to see all of those flourish. So what can I do? Well, it's tricky. You know, the liver is a fantastic organ, and that the liver will rejuvenate itself. A liver can, within 30 days, replenish a lot of damage that it had. That depends on if the damage is irreversible. So if you drank yourself crazy and got drunk all the time, cirrhosed the liver, scarred the liver to the point that those cells can't repair, that scar tissue is going to be with you for life. But if it was a mild acute liver injury, even though I personally think there's long-lasting effects, many liver cells can repair themselves. So that's why some people who maybe used to drink in the past, you know, like, gosh, really? I have a healthy liver? My liver, knock on wood, looks good, you know? But here's the thing. It's not just the alcohol. Bad diets could also mess with the liver. I know a lot of people that have elevated liver enzymes, and it's because they have fat. They have fat deposits in their liver. So it's not, even if you stop drinking and you stop doing drugs, how did you eat? Did you eat healthy? Yeah, and then in terms of drugs, you know, what about brain cells? You know, once you kill a brain cell, does it die? Yeah, I mean, it depends on how bad the assault was on the brain, but if you lost oxygen to the brain, I mean, look what happened with Demi Lovato. Demi Lovato had, had I think, a couple overdoses. And in her documentary, she talks about how she has vision issues. She suffered strokes. She suffered heart attacks. I mean, she suffered a lot of her body, unfortunately, suffered from multiple insults from the drugs, narcotics, and things that she used. So here's the thing. You know, we can't cry over spilled milk. What happened in the past happened in the past. You know, I mean, teach your kids not to party the way you did, right? But what happened in the past, happened in the past. Can you cleanse? Can you do this big apple cider vinegar cleanse? I don't know much about that, to be honest. You know, all I know is the body needs nutrition. The body needs fluids. The body needs, you know, care, TLC. The body also needs exercise and activity. So if you don't use it, you lose it. If all you're doing is watching Netflix, your brain's not going to stay up and active. Yet, you know, if you're trying to learn another language and if you're studying and, you know, if you're trying to use parts of your brain that you haven't used before, you're going to keep it active. So to answer your question, part of your body will recover and will be able to overcome some of the stuff you've done to yourself depending on how severe it was. Other parts of the body or cells, you blew. All right? But listen, you move forward from here. Same thing with smoking. You know, we've noticed with smoking that there can be long-term damage. But for a lot of people, if you quit smoking, depending on how long you've been smoking for, your lungs, your heart can almost appear to be pre-smoking level. I think one agency had come up with like 5 or 10 years after quitting smoking, your lungs will improve to pre-smoking level, and the heart will improve. I mean, but it really depends on, you know, the type of cigarettes, you know, were they filtered, what else were you smoking with them. So it's not absolute. But yes, you know, your body does have mechanisms to repair themselves. So my suggestion to anybody who really, really messed themselves up when they were younger and they want to help themselves, you're wanting to get your act together now and you're wanting to live a healthy life is going to probably add more longevity than you think, than a whole bunch of other people who said, look, I didn't do drugs, I didn't drink a lot, so yeah, I'll have the cheeseburger, yeah, I'll have the steak and potatoes, nah, I don't need the salad. Because I really think longer term, what really does us in is our poor habits. Those of us who aren't exercising, drinking enough water, eating too much sugar, eating too much crap. Those of us that are not living our day-to-day lives, getting enough sleep. That's what I think is really doing us in. So if you are overweight, if you have sleep apnea, and you're cutting off air supply when you sleep, get that corrected. Right? And you're getting that corrected will probably put you in a better position than somebody who might have never done drugs, but who has sleep apnea and is cutting off air supply to the brain. So the point is, yeah, you screwed up messing with your body. You abused your body. Bad boy, bad girl, bad move. But move on. Don't put that stuff in your body if you don't have to. You know, start eating better, exercising better, get to your medical provider, let them check your heart, let them check your lungs, let them check your liver and your kidneys, see where you're at. If your blood pressure is high, that's going to really mess with your kidneys and your heart and the brain. So let them get your blood pressure under control. I mean, you know, chances are not only could the drugs have messed up some of your body functions, but just life in general and genetics. So the average person out there is walking around with high blood sugar, high insulin levels, high blood pressure, high cholesterol. Get all that fixed. Get all that worked on. And they could check your liver. They could check your kidney function. And if you did mess things up a little bit, then fine. Avoid the alcohol. Don't be taking too much Tylenol or acetaminophen. Right? You know, if somebody wants to pass you a cigarette or a cigar, pass. Somebody's doing shots, pass. So, you know, unfortunately, when we hear, you know, some people have alcohol poisoning and, you know, they could die from a binge, you know, we don't know if it's because they had a weak liver or because it was just too much for their body to take. But if you were fortunate enough to live past those days, protect your body. 1-877-DOLLY.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. you'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not-so-convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer, it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer, Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer, excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
All right, guys, we are back with Dr. Dahlia's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Auburn is calling from California. Hi, Auburn. How you doing?
Hello?
Hi. Hi. It's Dr. Wax. Hi.
Good
morning.
You're
on the Dr. Dahlia's show.
Doctor.
Hi.
Good morning. The question is, my daughter-in-law has a hard time eliminating her stool. It's 2 to 3 days. The doctor is saying it's the environment, it's the air, and I say, no, it's the diet. What do you think about the air having anything to do with your elimination?
Well, that's a good point. You know, I know that stress changes things. So, you know, when I travel, I have a real tough time going potty. If I'm like at the in-laws' house or I'm at friend's house, I don't do very well in a quote-unquote different environment. And there's a lot of people like that where they kind of need to be in their own home. But that might not so much be a pollution or air sort of thing. That might be more just an environment and psychological. Diet is important, but I have many people where they just cannot go on the road. They, you know, is it when she travels or is it just, how often is she out of her environment?
It's been the last year, but she's new living here. She's from Brazil. And so she's in California now, and it's been going on for a year. And I think, you know, I think you sound right. You know, it's the change in the environment more than the air.
Right, right. So it could be that. And also her water intake could change. The diet can change. You know, we were talking about Passover. One of the reasons why Passover is so rough on some people is because it's a different diet than what their diet is used to. People, bodies like cycles. They like time. And that's another thing, too, the time change. I've seen time change do that. But if she's been in California for about a year and she is having trouble every 3 days, the first thing we attack is the diet. Would also make sure her thyroid's okay, would tell her to up her fluids, up her fiber, but then also the stress of it. But whenever anybody has constipation, it's really, really key to make sure they get on a regimen, even if they have to wake up an extra hour early in the morning so they can hopefully do their business in the morning. But it's really important because for those young people that just kind of wing it, they start to get constipated later.
Yes, very good.
Yes. Okay. Hope that answers your question. Anytime. Thanks for calling in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I told you guys, not to get too graphic, I'll tell you guys about my, you know, issues that I've had. I've you know, struggled with bowel issues for a whole variety of reasons, and it really stemmed in medical school. I could eat whatever I wanted during my college days. Then, mind you, I worked 3 part-time jobs while going to school, tried to graduate with a 4.0, I think I graduated 3.9 something, cum laude, and I just was busting my butt to get to medical school. Didn't really have any issues. If I went to the bathroom, went to the bathroom. If I didn't, no big deal. Ain't no thing like chicken wing. All of a sudden, I go up to medical school, and I go up to Reno, Nevada, and I start looking 9 months pregnant. And there was no way I was pregnant. And I'm just bloated. And it didn't matter. Anything I ate, anything I drank, I was bloated. I was uncomfortable. So we thought it was the water. Went to the doctor. They said, oh, you probably have irritable bowel. You know, but we just couldn't figure it out. So we did an elimination diet where you start eliminating things. Didn't matter. I was still bloated. So then I did an introduction diet. So I had gone completely mild with my food, liquids for a few days, because it takes a few days to get old stuff out, right? Because you have food in your intestine for days sometimes. So I got on clear liquids, and then I slowly would introduce a little bit of food. And if I had a little bread, looks like no problem. If I had a little cheese, no problem. A little vegetable, no problem. As soon as I had anything with onion, it was like just blow up. I mean, it was painful. And it didn't make any sense because just days before I had moved up to Reno to go to medical school, I had pizza with raw onions. I had hamburgers with raw onions. I put raw onions on everything. So it looks like something must have happened where all of a sudden, and this was in my 20s, I stopped making the enzyme to digest onions. So the doctor suggested, go get some Beano. And Beano are these digestive enzymes that you have at the store. And take that with your food. You can either put a little some drops on your food or take a tablet. And I really didn't want to be on a chalky tablet or, you know, enzymes every time I ate. So I just tried to do without onions. Well, that's really, really hard because when you cook, you'd use onions. You need onion powder. And I told myself, I'm going to will myself out of this. I am going to just deal with the onions. I have to. And I've been able to slowly reintroduce onions, but it was something where, I don't know if it was environment or all of a sudden my body decided not to be able to digest a certain food. And that happens with a lot of us. You know, kids could eat anything, and then all of a sudden you start getting older, and, well, I can't eat this, I can't eat this. I'm starting to think I can't eat gluten. And that's going to be very tough, because whenever you order gluten-free, you know, the chefs make fun of you and stuff. You know, like, really, gluten-free? But I'm noticing that I am having issues. And you know, gluten is a protein that we have in wheat and in bread products, and sometimes your body doesn't digest that well. And when I would look at my grandparents and see how they're like, oh, I can't eat this, I can't eat this, I'm like, well, I'm never going to get old because I'm going to continue to eat whatever. And then all of a sudden you get to that age where you're like, oh, I can't eat this, oh, I can't eat this. And it's not an age where you're middle age. It's, you could be in your 20s. You could be in your 30s and realize you can't eat that. Same thing with alcohol. I could never really drink red wine. Red wine would give me headaches, would give me migraines. Now, I come to find out that it was the red wine that was probably cheap. You know, once we went to a friend's house and they broke out a real nice bottle, I realized, oh, that's not an issue. But I still don't drink red wine because I don't want to, you know, I don't want to risk it. But some of us, we just don't tolerate certain things. So the other issue that one of my attendings had told me, so I was on my surgery rotation, and that's, again, 36-hour shifts. You're on your feet the whole time. My doctor, it was a female doctor. She said, how often do you poop? I'm like, I am so embarrassed. You can't ask me about pooping. She goes, do you poop or not? And I go, when I can. She's like, you got to make sure you go every day. And I go, I can't. I'm on call. I can't do it in the call room. I don't even, you don't even have time to go to the bathroom when you're on call. She goes, make it a priority. Make sure you go every day. And so that's something I live by now, where my day can't start. You know, if you ever, you know, hear me late to the show and the music is playing and playing and playing, I'm in the bathroom. My producers know very well that if I have to go potty, I have to go potty. And they, you know, play music for you guys to listen to. But I have a regimen. Some of you drink coffee as your regimen. Some of you, me, I eat a little bit of cereal. That's kind of my regimen, although I can't with Passover, which is why I'm really going to be messed up this week. I am going to be so messed up, but it's okay. But bodies like routine, linking into what we talked about in terms of, you know, keeping your body healthy after the old party days, body likes the bodies like routine. They want to know they're getting their vegetables. They want to know they're getting their 3 or 4 squares a day. Fluids, rest, exercise, you know, and it's okay when you, you know, stick to a schedule and or make the schedule flexible enough where if you do go on vacation, there's a way to still increase, you know, your fiber and increase your fluid intake and exercise. But, yeah, it's work. To have good health and everything copacetic and your body happy, it takes work. 1-877, Dr. Ellie, don't go away.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing, we've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.